Welcome back to the Delta Pest Football Report. It's week 10 of the high school season. Hard to believe. Getting closer to kickoff. Time to check in with the pros at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Tabitha Prater is a clinical dietitian at Arkansas Children's and joins us to talk about hydration and meals. Tabitha, what should young athletes be eating and drinking before they suit up and then during the game as well?
So it's important that athletes eat a minimum of 3 hours prior to an event, and they should eat something, a balanced meal, carbohydrates, proteins, and fat, not eat anything new, and should minimize their fiber intake at this time, as well as not eating any high-fat foods in order to minimize the risk of gastrointestinal upset and prevent them from feeling sluggish. In addition to that, a snack can be consumed 1 to 2 hours prior to the event, such as fruit, something they are familiar with, and also they should make sure they are well hydrated beforehand. If it's a smaller event that's lasting less than 1 hour, water is enough on its own to keep the athlete hydrated, drinking 5 to 10 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes during the game. For those lasting longer than an hour, such as a football game, a sports drink is needed.
All right, Tabitha, what about after the game? What foods are good for recovery?
After an event, fluids should be replaced by drinking 16 to 24 ounces for every pound lost. Also, food should be consumed within 30 minutes, and that should be a combination of carbohydrates and proteins.
All right, that's great information. Tabitha Prater, clinical dietitian at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Don't forget, if a developing athlete gets injured, Arkansas Children's Hospital will be ready Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with their Saturday morning sports injury clinic. No appointments necessary from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Arkansas Children's. David?
Thanks, Chad. So that's it, the last full slate of games. Next week, we'll just talk about the teams that are starting their playoff quests. Barry Grooms, Chuck Livingston, Chad and Chris Hooten, and yours truly, David Wallace, will be back for another Delta Pest Football Report. Until then, we'll see you at the stadium.